各位长子弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace be with all ministers, brothers and sisters.
那下午我们继续来学习末了的话。
This afternoon we'd like to continue with the topic final encouragement.
我们一生讲很多的话。
In our once lifetime, we speak a lot.
有时候话多不一定最好。
Full of words may not be good.
但是有时候到了最后的时离别的时候啊，总是有讲不完的话。
But at times of departure, maybe we have more words that than we want to speak.
我们看圣经，很多属灵的伟人在离开之前，总有很多属灵的交代。
There are many important people in the Bible. Before their departure, there are things that they have to say.
这个是对领受的人来说是特别的重要。
To those who listen, it's very important.
那从摩西他带领以色列百姓四十年在旷野路上面。
Right from a time when Moses led Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years.
他也有离开的一天。
There was a time when he has to depart.
这有句话，天下无不三日筵席。
There's a saying that there's no one feast that can do without departure.
但是在主里都会再相见。
But in the Lord, we will see one another again.
那早上我们讲了摩西在临别末了的话讲了什么呢？
So what did Moses said before he departs?
第一，他提醒百姓。
First, he reminded the people.
神的恩典够你用。
The grace of the Lord is more than sufficient for you.
你不用担心。
You don't need to be afraid of.
主会看过你。
The Lord shall take care of you.
但是你一定要走在主的道路上面。
But then you have to walk on the path of the Lord.
第二点，我们要学习到。
Secondly, we have to learn.
摩西提醒百姓，你们要把心中的污秽除掉。
So Moses reminded the people. To get rid of the impurities in their heart.
心中污秽就得不到神的恩典。
If there is impurity in your heart, you will not receive grace from God.
心中有污秽，那就不会平安。
If there is filth in your heart, then you will not be
peaceful.
You won't have peace in your heart.
第三点，摩西提醒他们。
And the third reminder of Moses.
生死祸福，你们自己决定。
Whether you live or die, it is up to you to decide.
神从来不强迫人。
The Lord God never forced you to do things.
神给你选择。
The Lord have given you the choices.
道理讲得很清楚。
And the scripture said very clearly.
你遵不遵守，你自己要负责任。
Whether you abide by them, it is up to your own will.
你相信神的话。
If you believe in the words of God.
走在主的道路上面。
If you walk on the path of God.
你一定有福气。
You will be blessed.
这个福气是没有人可以夺取的。
This very blessing will not be taken by others.
神会一生一世与你同在。
In your entire lifetime, the Lord God will bless you.
你不遵守神的话。
If you don't abide by His words.
你要走自己的路。
If you want to take your own way.
神也不会阻止你。
The Lord will never stop you.
但是你要为你自己的行为负责完全的责任。
However, you have to bear the full responsibility of your choice.
所以这是摩西跟百姓讲的话。
And that is the very word that Moses has shared with people before his departure.
那么下午我们来讲第四点。
And this afternoon, I would like to talk on a fourth point.
摩西讲了什么呢？
What did Moses said?
摩西告诉百姓。
Moses told the people.
神在你面前走，你不用害怕。
When the Lord is traveling in front of you, you should not be afraid of.
我们看生命记三十一章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第三十一章第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8.
生命记三十一章的第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8.
31章第八节。
Verse 8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged.
这里摩西临终之前跟百姓的勉励。
This is an encouragement that Moses given the people before his departure.
告诉他们，重点是说，你们不要怕。
The essence of this is that you need not to be afraid of.
百姓很害怕。
The people were very afraid.
因为这个摩西啊，带领他们很久了。
Because Moses has led them the longest time.
整整有四十年。
It was around 40 years.
对很多人来说，一出生就看到摩西了。
There are some people who have seen Moses since they grew up from childhood.
对很多人来说，他们的信仰是建立在摩西的身上。
There are a lot of people that base their faith on Moses.
因为他们没有看到神。
Because they have not seen God.
但是他们听到摩西讲神的话。
But then they have heard Moses speaking of the words of God.
那现在三十一篇的第一节说，摩西就告诉以色列百姓，那现在我120岁了，也不能正常的走动出入。
So at chapter 31 verse 1, it says that Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I'm no longer able to lead you.
其实摩西身体还不错。
As a matter of fact, at that time, Moses was in his great health status.
但是神的旨意时间到了。
But then the will of God is such that he has to stop whatever he do.
不能过约旦河。
He will never cross the Jordan.
所以对很多百姓来说啊，这个是一个很不好的消息。
To a lot of people, especially the Israelites, this is not a good thing.
因为跟我们那么久的摩西啊，要走了。
So how can this person be with us for the longest time has to depart from us?
以后怎么办？
So what should we do in the future?
以后谁来带领我？
So who is going to lead us in the future?
有时候我们的信仰也是会建立在人的身上。
Sometimes our faith based on people.
我们很爱我们的父母。
We love our parents.
父母走了，我们怎么办？
So what can we do when our parents depart from us?
我们很尊敬的教会里面的同龄。
So we respect some of the brothers and sisters in the church.
或者是带领者。
Or even the leaders.
走了怎么办？
What should we do when they leave?
其实摩西告诉他们说，你绝对不用担心。
But then Moses told them that do not be afraid.
摩西特别强调一点。
What Moses has emphasized was.
第八节，神必在你前面行。
It says here, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you.
我们常说神与我们同行。
We often said that the Lord God is present with us.
跟我们在一起。
And always be with us.
但是这里更强调的不是神在你旁边。
But what's most important that is saying here is that the Lord, not only that he's present with us,
他是已经走在你的前面了。
He is going before us.
是不是说你的下一步啊，他已经帮你准备好了。
Which means to say, he has already prepared the path before we go.
摩西他一辈子一生信仰的结论就是这句话。
So the entire summary of Moses' life is based on this statement.
就是神走在我的前面。
That is the Lord goes before me.
带着我走。
And he is leading me.
我们看摩西的一生啊，都不是在计划当中。
Let's look at the life of Moses. His entire life was not led by his own will.
摩西出生在一个很不顺利很不平安的时代。
Moses was born in the time of turmoil.
他一出生的时候，刚好法老王要把所有埃及的里面的以色列者手上的长子的男生要杀掉。
A right time when he was born, it was during the time when Pharaoh made a decree to kill, to slaughter all of the firstborn.
正常来说，以摩西生在这种年代，活不了几个月就会被杀了。
By natural course, he could have been killed right after he was given birth.
神又给他预备很好。
But then the Lord has prepared much for him.
他在最危险的关头安排了法老的女儿来收养他。
At time of peril, the Lord God has prepared the princess to adopt him.
他妈妈都没有想到。
And his mother didn't even think about that.
竟然神这样的安排。
How can the Lord God arrange it this way?
安排他在皇宫里面受教育
，so that he has received his education in the palace.
他也没有想过有这种机会。
He never thought of such an opportunity will be given to him.
到后来生活得好好的。
And later on, he had a good life.
因为要救同胞。
In order to save his own people.
打死了埃及人。
So he has killed an Egyptian.
结果要逃命在旷野。
Then he has to flee. Into the wilderness.
这个都不是在自己计划之中。
All these are not the plannings of Moses.
这个在旷野。
And he ended up in the wilderness.
遇到他未来的太太。
He met his future wife.
就当了牧羊人四十年。
So he became this shepherd for 40 years.
他也没有想过读那么多书，就是为了要当牧羊人。
He never thought that he has gone through 40 years of education just to be a shepherd.
当他觉得我这一辈子大概就是这样了。
He probably thought to himself, well, this is probably what I'm going to do before I die.
也不能为神做什么。
I couldn't do anything for the Lord.
很无奈的，每天对着羊。这样子就老了。
He is more than unwilling to be just like the sheep that is growing old.
这个时候，神向他显现。
At that very moment, God appeared to him.
在他要退休的这个年纪，神叫他说：“你才开始工作，要去埃及。”
At time he thought about retirement, the Lord God has called upon him.
去埃及要怎么做？他也是没有什么概念。
He didn't have a clue of what he was supposed to do after he go to Egypt.
其实神每一次叫他去，他就去。
But then each time when the Lord God summoned him, he will go.
甚至不知道明天要怎么做。
He didn't even know what to do tomorrow.
就是这样啊，一步一步的就跟着神来走。
That's how it was. He go after whatever the Lord has led him.
过了红海。
So he crossed the Red Sea.
走了旷野。
So he traveled in the wilderness.
现在竟然带领了百姓四十年。
So then he has led the people for 40 years.
现在面前是迦南地了。
So in front of him is the land of Canaan.
他的工作也做完了。
He has accomplished his work.
所以摩西他有一个结论。
But then Moses had this conclusion.
他的一生啊，不是自己在计划。
His life is not about his own planning.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹，应该大部分都是移民来加拿大。
And I believe that a majority of brothers and sisters here are all immigrants to Canada.
好像我们也有类似的感受。
We probably have a similar kind of feeling.
有时候想想，我们自己为什么今天坐在这个地方
？At times we think about why are we sitting here today.
有人说我没有想移民的。
There are people said that I never wanted to migrate.
但是不晓得为什么就来到这里。
I just didn't know why I ended up here.
有时候说我们不是我计划当中要做这件事情。
There are some people said that, well, this is not my plan.
所以摩西的结论就是我们的结论。
But then the summary of Moses is similar to our summary.
我们的一生不是自己在掌握。
Our lifetime is not under our hands.
我们的一生啊，是神在帮我们计划。
Our lifetime has been planned by God.
但是更重要的有一点，摩西提醒。
But what's the most important thing that Moses has reminded?
神是走在你前面。
The Lord God Himself goes before you.
只要你信靠他。
As long as you believe in Him.
当你走到一步，不晓得怎么走的时候。
When you face a dilemma into your next step.
你要记得神已经走在你前面了。
You must remember the fact that the Lord has gone before you.
有这种想法，你就不会害怕。
With this kind of thinking in your mind, then you will not be afraid of.
我们看民数记的第十章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 10.
民数记的第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
民数记第十章的三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 33.
三十三节。以色列人离开耶和华的山，往前行了三天的路程。耶和华的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。
So they set out from the mountain of the Lord and traveled for 3 days. The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place to rest.
他们在旷野的时候，不晓得下一步去哪里。
They didn't know where to go when they were in the wilderness.
但是这里记载，约柜走在他们前面。
But it says here the ark of the covenant has traveled before them.
找一个可以安稳的地方。
So they were looking for a place of peace.
这个是很不容易的。
That is not easy thing to do.
像我们教会，比如说要办旅行啊。
Take for instance, if we were to organize a field trip in the church.
教会都要先开会。
The church will have a board meeting first.
总务员要去那边看看场地。
And then the general affairs will probably have to take a look at a venue.
我们那天如果200人去，有没有那么多地方可以旅行啊？
Or if the venue is going to be able to accommodate for a congregation more than 200.
有没有厕所啊？
Is there going to be a restaurant?
有没有小朋友可以玩的地方？
Is there a place where children can play?
那个就是计划。
Those are all plans.
但是我们人的计划很有限。
But then the planning of man is so limited.
神已经在你面前帮你计划好。
The Lord has gone before you to plan.
如果你是相信神的人。
If you're a person who believes in the Lord,
我们知道我们的计划是在神的手中。
Then you know that your plan is in the very hands of the Lord.
有神，我们就不会怕下一步。
With the Lord, you will never be afraid of the next step you take.
有一个姐妹跟我分享。
So there was a sister share with me.
回想信主耶稣到现在十几年。
She was recollecting of the past tens of years that she was with God.
真的有主耶稣带领。
There was presence of the Lord guiding her.
如果没有主耶稣带领。
Without the guidance of the Lord,
我今天走不到这一步。
I'll never be able to travel to this point today.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
她也想想过去十几年遇到很多事情。
She thought about many things that happened in the past tens of years.
有些时候亲人离世。
There are times when her relatives pass away.
有些时候自己生病。
There are times when she has gone ill.
有些时候家里遇到抢劫。
There are times when her family has been robbed.
这个都是人生一定会遇到的不顺利的事情。
There are things just like that in life that you will encounter.
但是她也回想。
But then as she recollects,
神都在我走在我前面。
She found that the Lord has already gone before her.
给我力量。
And given her the strength.
让我一步一步的可以走过去。
So that step by step she was able to travel along.
这个就是最重要的。
That is the most important of all.
弟兄姐妹，我们要记得。
So, brothers and sisters, we must remember this.
当我们怕的时候,
At times when we feel that we are afraid,
不晓得要怎么走下去的时候,
as we feel that we are lost in which way we should go,
譬如说你失业了,
take for instance if you lost your job,
下一步要怎么走?
What should you do next?
你要记住神已经走在你前面,
remember, the Lord has already gone before you.
神会给你开路,
the Lord God will open a way for you.
你要搬一个家, 换一个新的地方,
if you need to move to a new place,
诶, 很害怕,
and you might be afraid of,
但是不用怕,
but then you shouldn't be afraid of.
主耶稣已经走在你前面,
because the Lord God has already traveled before you.
为你预备可以安歇的地方,
he has already prepared a place of rest for you.
因为一切的道路主耶稣已经为我们先走过了,
because all these ways has been traveled by the Lord first.
这个就是最宝贵的,
that is the most important of all.
我们看出埃及记13章,
please turn to Exodus chapter 13.
出埃及记的第13章,
Exodus chapter 13.
13章了, 第20节,
verse 20.
出埃及记13章20节,
Exodus chapter 13 verse 20.
13章20节,
verse 20.
他们从苏各起行, 在旷野边的以坦安营, 21节,
verse 21.
日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路, 夜间在火柱中光照他们, 使他们日夜都可以行走。
Verse 20. After leaving Sukkoth, they came at Etham on the edge of the desert. 21. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light.
这句话很安慰我们。
So this is a statement of consolation.
以色列走在旷野路是从来没有走过的路。
So when Israelites travel in the wilderness, they have never gone there in the past.
如果这条路有别人走过，也不用害怕，因为有经验。
If there are people who travel in the wilderness before, then they shouldn't be afraid of, because someone else has experienced it.
人生很多的事情，自己没有遇见过。
There are many things in life you may encounter for the very first time.
甚至别人也没有遇过。
Perhaps even others has never experienced it.
你不用怕。
You shouldn't be afraid
of.
It says here there's pillars of cloud, pillars of fire that led the people. The pillar of cloud and also the pillar of fire, they're the same.
白天是云,
in a day it's a cloud, in a night it's a fire. So today we also need this pillar of fire and cloud.
今天你不要看大家生活都很舒适，很丰富。
If you look at people as if they are living a very smooth life,
那其实心里面很迷失,
but then in their heart, they are so lost.
你问他你忙什么?
If you ask him, what are you busy?
你到底在忙什么?
Why are you busy for?
忙工作啊,
I'm busy for my work.
老板叫我做很多事, 所以我很忙。
So my employer asking me to do a lot of things, that's, therefore I'm very
你再问他,
busy.
为什么要这样忙?
And if you pursue on, why should you be so busy?
要吃饭啊。
Of course, I need to make a living.
再问为什么要吃饭?
Then why do you need to make a living?
你人生就是为了吃饭吗?
Do you just being busy because you want to make a living?
有一些人很忙,
there are people who are busy because of their children.
儿女以后长大,
so when the children grew up, they will have their own family.
忙啊忙啊,太忙了,
so you could be busy on everything else, and then you don't have time for yourself.
好像一台车一直在路上走,
it's just like a car traveling frantically on the street without knowing where he goes. So this time is the time when we need this pillar of clouds and fire. Then our life will have a way. And the pillars of cloud symbolizes the words of God.
神的话会告诉你要怎么走。
And the words of God will tell you where to go.
生命什么东西最重要?
So what is the most important thing in one's life?
火柱可以代表圣灵。
The pillar of fire is just symbolizing the Holy Spirit.
神的灵在你里面会提示你,
and the Holy Spirit in you will always constantly remind you.
我在温哥华这六年了。
In this past 6 years I'm here.
小弟常常开车。
When I was driving,
想要都要去访问弟兄姐妹的家。
And I've been to many brothers and sisters' home to visit.
有一样东西很好用, 就是GPS。
And there's one very good tools that helped me a lot is the GPS.
当我走到路, 哎, 不会路的时候,
when I found that there are streets where I'm not familiar,
哎, 打开GPS。
So I just quickly turned on this GPS.
那卫星就告诉我,
and a satellite will quickly tell
哎, 左转还是右转?
me. to turn left or turn right.
还是你走错了，完全走错了，要 turn around impossible.
Or maybe even if you are heading the wrong way, it will ask you to turn around.
这个就好像云柱火柱带领以色列百姓。
It is just likened to this pillar of clouds and fire that is guiding the people.
所以摩西告诉以色列百姓。
Moses told the Israelites.
你不用怕。
You shouldn't be afraid.
神不但只在你旁边，还已经走在你前面。
Not only the Lord is present with you, He is leading your way.
今天的社会里面很多不安的情绪。
In a society today, we have a lot of emotional unrest.
经济啦，环保啦，还有这个政治啊，都很不稳定。
Whether it's economically, politically, or anything else.
很多年轻人不敢生小孩，说哎呀，怕了生了以后，他们怎么面对下一代？
Many youth today are not having children because they are afraid that they are not qualified enough to bring their children
out.
And they believe that the future world is going to be a chaotic
one.
So you shouldn't be thinking of it too much.
神走在你前面。
Because the Lord God is walking before you.
那既然不用怕。
If you are not afraid of.
但是摩西还告诉他们。
But then the Moses told them again.
你还要怕一件事情。
You should be afraid of something.
我们看生命记三十一章十九节。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31.
哦，三十一章十九节。
Chapter 31, verse 19.
二十节哈，三十一章第二十节。
Chapter 31, verse 20.
因为我将他们领进我向他们列祖起誓应许的那流来雨蜜之地。他们在那里吃得饱足，身体肥胖，就必偏向别神，侍奉他们，藐视我，背弃我的约。
Verse 20, when I had brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land I promised on oath to their forefathers, and when they eat their fills and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me and breaking my covenant.
这是神透过摩西告诉百姓的话。
Through Moses, God is telling this Israelites.
也是另外一个信息。
This is a message.
其他你不用怕。
You shouldn't be afraid of anything else.
最怕的就是你自己忘记神。
What God is most afraid of is that is them forgetting God.
今天我们也是常常会担心自己的将来呢。
Today we are always anxious over our future.
但是其实我们都不用担心。
But in actual fact, we shouldn't be worry about.
我们担心的是自己信仰退步。
What we should be worrying about is our faith that is backsliding.
这一节告诉我们，一个人信仰退步，甚至离开神之前呢，有一些条件。
So what is telling us here that before a person who falls in their faith, there are a few things that constitute that.
他们在旷野的时候很辛苦啊，不会离开神。
When they were in the wilderness suffering, they never departed from God.
每天吃玛拿，吃得很营养，但是也不会吃得很饱，不会很丰富。
They had manna every day, and it was quite nutritious, and it's enough to fill them up.
但是一个人离开神之前，
when a person depart from God,
这里告诉我们，他们会过着生活很顺利。
It says here they will live a life of smoothness.
很享受。
And they will be enjoying their life.
物质很丰富。
And they will be filled with the abundance material.
哇，吃得很饱，身体很肥胖。
And then they will fill and thrive.
就开始去离开真神，去侍奉别神了。
And then they will turn away from God and worship others.
通常如果我们送一个礼物给别人的时候，
When we give someone a present,
这个礼物通常会提醒别人想起你。
And this present is to make the other person to think about you when they see it.
这是我们送礼物的目的啊。
That is the purpose of giving the present.
当你如果你送了一个礼物给别人，
But as you give this present to others,
别人很看重这个礼物，反而忘记你。
But if the person was so put so much emphasis on this present instead of you,
这样你会怎么感觉？
How will you feel?
就像一个妈妈或者爸爸很爱儿女。
But just like when parents they love their children dearly.
好了，很爱他，送他一台电动玩具。
So they have given their children this game.
但是小孩子每天在玩那个电动玩具，忘记跟父母讲话。
But then their children are playing this game they have been given and forgot to chat with their parents.
那父母就会很失望。
Parents will be discouraged.
所以神也是一样。
God is likewise.
神很怕给我们那么多恩典了，我们到最后反而忘记神。
God did not want us to give us too much blessings so that we will forget Him.
那我们今天最怕也是这样。
What we are most afraid of today is the same.
温哥华可以说是一个非常舒服的地方。
Vancouver is a place of comfort.
啊，如果是气候，真的很舒服。
In terms of weather, it's very comfortable.
啊，住大家也住得很舒服。
And the living environment is also quite comfortable.
吃的也是没有话讲。
And eating is needless to say.
全世界最好的厨师大概都移民到这里了。
Probably the best chef in the world has already migrated here.
那玩的，有滑雪啦。坐船啊，海滩啊，爬山啊，什么都有。
And for entertainment, you could go hiking, you could go boating, you could do anything else.
所以可以说这里是全世界其中一个最舒服的地方。
And this is the very place is among the probably the most comfortable place in the world.
物质条件非常好。
Materially, it is filled with abundance.
但是信仰上来说，这个可能是信仰最危险的地方。
But then in terms of faith, this may be the most dangerous.
我们太舒服久了。
Because as you enjoy this comfort for a long time,
就像以色列百姓,
just likened to the Israelites,
一到迦南地, 哇, 放松了, 舒服了, 反而开始忘记神。
As they go to a land of Canaan, they enjoy the comfort, then they gradually relax.
当你很苦的时候, 不会忘记神。
When you are suffering, you never forget about the Lord.
像我们以前去非洲, 那些弟兄姐妹, 每天都吃不饱, 每天怎么忘记神。
In the past, when we are at Africa,brothers and sisters there were always gone hungry, so they never forget about God.
生病没有钱看医生，那祷告怎么会忘记神？
When they were sick, they have no money to see a physician, so they will have to pray.
生活很穷啊，没有什么娱乐，最好的娱乐就是去聚会。
When they were so poor, there's no other entertainment than just going to a church for service.
怎么会忘记神？
So how can they ever forget about God?
我们这边呢，很舒服。
Over here, it is very comfortable.
电视电脑看不完。
And you never, you will probably have spent a lot of time in front of television and computers.
生病免费的医生可以看。
And when you get sick, you have free medical.
吃的可以吃最好的。
And when you eat, you can eat the best.
家里也很舒服。
And our homes are all very comfortable.
前几天呢，有人传了一篇文章给我。
A few days ago, there a person who emailed me this one
照片啊，其实是照片的，就是有一个教会贴了一张海报。
So there's this picture of a chapel with a poster on it.
标题啊是说你有以下的症状吗
？And a slogan says that do you have this kind of symptom？
啊，我们生病都有症状。
When we get when we are ill, we have symptoms.
所以如果你有所有的症状的时候，代表你有这种病了。
So when you have several of these symptoms, it represents that you have sickness.
那么他就说，你有以下的症状吗？
So do you have this kind of symptoms?
有什么症状呢？
So what's the kind of symptoms?
读给大家听听，看看我们有没有，或是有几样。
So I'd like to read the list of it to see whether you will check a few of them.
第一个症状。
And the first symptom.
能来聚会不聚会。
If you are able to come to the church, but you refuse to come.
来到教会昼嫌累。
And when you come to the church, you feel so exhausted.
第二个症状。
That is the first symptom.
能读圣经啊，不读经。
And when you are able to read the Bible, you don't want to read the Bible.
电视看得非常精。
But then you spend a lot of time watching television.
第三个症状。
And the third symptom.
能祷告，不祷告。
And when there's a chance for you to pray, you don't want to pray.
来到主前昼睡觉。
And before the Lord, then you will fall asleep.
第四个症状。
And the fourth symptom.
能够赞美不赞美。
And we are able to praise the Lord, you don't want to praise the Lord.
来到教会为比美。
And when you come to church, you're just trying to dress up well.
比啊，看谁比较漂亮。
You're trying to compete how well you dress.
能做圣工不做工啊。
And we are able to work for the Lord, you don't want to work for the Lord.
世界忙得不轻松。
But then you are so busy in this world.
再来下一个症状。
And the next symptom.
能够奉献不奉献。
When you are able to make offerings, you refuse to.
一提到钱就变脸。
When you mention about money, then people turn away from it.
最后一个症状。
And the last symptom.
能够宣道不宣道。
When you are able to preach, you don't want to preach.
只要布道就躲掉。
When there is evangelical service, you will try to hide.
哇，有这里有七个症状啊。
And there are seven symptoms right here.
你有几样呢？
How many symptoms do you have?
最后一句下面写：为了你的灵命，请 尽速治疗。
And the last statement says that for the sake of your spiritual life, you should seek for treatment right away.
有时候想想，好像我们有时候都有一些这些症状。
And when we take a look at this checklist, it seems that we sometimes have several of these symptoms.
可能刚信主的时候没有耶。
At the beginning, when we first believed in the Lord, we didn't have this kind of symptoms.
刚信主的时候很热心的，每一堂聚会都想来。
When we first believed, we come to every single service.
圣经看得很熟。
And we read the Bible.
很想祷告。
And we wanted to pray.
很想赞美主。
We wanted to praise the Lord.
很想做圣工。
We wanted to work for the Lord.
很想奉献。
We wanted to make offerings.
看到人就传福音。
When we preach as we see.
哎呀，现在信的久了。
But then we have belief in the Lord for some time.
那个起初的热忱没有了。
And the zealous at the beginning has already lost.
灵命好像生了病一样。
Our spiritual life is as if gone ill.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
生活太舒服了。
Because our life is so comfortable.
摩西末了的话，警告百姓：你进入舒服的生活，危险才开始。
So the reminder of Moses of the people is that when you enter into land of Canaan, it is the beginning of the trial.
信仰是生于忧患，死于安逸。
Faith is about being born in suffering and die in comfort.
我们看启示录。
Please turn to Book of Revelation.
第三章。
Chapter 3,
第十七节
verse 17.
启示录第三章第十七节
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17.
第十七节，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。十八节
verse 18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；要买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；要买眼药，擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Verse 17, you say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you and buy from me gold refinished in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and slave to put on your eyes, so you can see.
老底家教会就是有这个情况。
So this is what happened to the church of Laodicea.
他们生活很安逸，很顺利。
Because their life is smooth and comfortable.
但是信仰却很贫穷。
And their faith is very poor.
所以主耶稣提醒他们。
The Lord Jesus reminded them.
小心啊。
Be careful.
要知道自己的情况。
You must know what kind of environment you're in.
看看属灵上是不是有生病。
Check yourself if you're spiritually ill.
赶快治疗。
You must quickly seek for treatment.
再来，我们看回来摩西的这个末了的话。
So let's look again on the reminder of Moses.
最后一点，我们要讲摩西末了的话，就是说祝福的话。
The last thing about Moses' reminder is the words of blessing.
我们看《生命记》的第三十三章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
三十三章第一节。
Verse 1.
三十三章的第一节。
Verse 1.
以下是神人摩西在未死之前为以色列人所祝的福。
This is the blessings that Moses, the man of God, pronounced on the Israelites before his death.
33章是生命记最后一章。
Chapter 33 of Deuteronomy is the last chapter.
这一章很重要。
It is very important.
这一章呢是摩西讲的祝福的话。
This is the blessings from Moses.
我们人一生讲很多话。
In one's lifetime, we have speak a lot of words.
有些是闲话。
Some are just gossip.
有一些谎话。
Some are just lies.
有一些废话。
Some are just trash talk.
有一些是笑话。
Some are just jokes.
真正的有内容的话，我们可能不是讲很多。
Perhaps we haven't spoke much word that is useful.
但是更重要的。
But then what's most important?
我们要常常讲祝福的话。
We must always say the words of blessing.
就是要带给人家有造就的话。
It is to bring about edifications to others.
可以鼓励到人的话。
To encourage others.
对摩西来说，因为他是神人。
To Moses, because he's a man of God.
神所用的人。
And he is a person who has been used by God.
他讲的祝福带有分量。
The kind of blessings that Moses said carries power.
神的灵在这里面，所以他讲的祝福的话会成就。
Because there is spirit of God, of God in it, therefore whatever he blessed will be fulfilled.
所以这是属灵的工人的祝福。
That is the blessings from the spiritual workers of God.
那摩西呢？他祝福以色列十二个支派有不同的情况。
Moses has blessed, make blessings to the 12 tribes with different kind of conditions.
也可以说是一种预言。
And also, this carries some prefigurations.
但我们不是像摩西这样。
Of course, we are not likened to Moses.
但是我们彼此之间也要互相的祝福。
But then, between each other, we should give blessings to one another.
父母要常常跟儿女讲正面鼓励祝福的话。
Parents should always say things that are positive, encouraging to their children.
譬如说，孩子明天要去考试了。
Take for instance, if their children are about to take exams the next day.
你会怎么跟他讲？
What should you say to him?
好好考啊，不要给我丢脸啊。
You should do well in your exam. Don't make me shameful.
没有九十分不要回来。
I don't want you to come home if you score less than 90.
还是你会讲？
Or if you will say,
愿主与你同在。
May the Lord be with you.
给你智慧。
So that he will grant you the wisdom.
你尽力就好。
So as long as you try your best, it will be good.
主会帮助你。
The Lord God will help you.
这两种话就很不一样。
So the two kinds of saying is very different.
人听了祝福的话，都会特别的觉得受到鼓励。
When people listen to the words of blessings, they were very invigorated.
我们前几天在中文查经班。
Just like a couple days ago when we were in the Bible study.
哇，那我们结束之前。
Before we conclude,
长老带领我们讲了几句祝福的话，鼓励小弟。
And the elder has led in a prayer of encouragement.
小弟觉得很感动。
And I felt very touched.
虽然又去多伦多了，很多东西不懂，但是有长老指示，弟兄姐妹的祝福。
And even though I'm going to Toronto, I have a lot of blessings from brothers and sisters and also elders.
有长老的祝福，有长老的祷告。
With a prayer and also blessing from elder.
今天也跟前辈张传道，他也跟我讲祝福的话，愿神让我在这边可以得到带领。
And today, Preacher Chang has also given me words of encouragement.
这个祝福的话很重要。
And this word of blessings is very important.
我们不要彼此相骂。
We shouldn't have a fight between one another.
彼此批评。
We shouldn't be criticizing one another. We should say things that is positive.
祝福的力量很大。
And the power of blessings is great.
这里神人摩西啊，他的讲话也是很有分量。
And the man of God, Moses, his word carries power.
他的祝福呢，是按照每一个支派他们的表现来祝福他们。
His blessing is made to these different tribes under different kind of conditions.
时间很有限，但也不可能十二个都详细的讲。
We're limited on time, so we cannot go through one by one.
但是我们这里有几句可以拿出来大家分享一下。
But then a few that I can share with you.
以后我们跟别人离别啦，或者是跟你儿女啦，或者是有什么特别情况，都可以参考。
So in the future, if you were to depart from your children or your friend, these are probably few that you can share with.
第七节。
At verse 7.
为犹大祝福说，求耶和华俯听犹大的声音。
And this he said about Judah, Hear, O Lord, the cry of Judah, bring him to his people. With his own hands, he defends his cause.O be his help against his foes.
这里摩西为犹大祝福说，愿神垂听你的祷告。
So Moses blessed Judah that so that the Lord will listen to his prayer.
哇，这句祝福很有力量。
So this blessings is powerful.
这提醒那个人要祷告，你不祷告，神听你，神也不听你了。
It's a reminder of him that he should pray to the Lord.
你祷告，神会听你。
When you pray, the Lord will hear it.
这个祝福很有力量。
And blessings with power.
代表犹大遇到困难、遇到征战的时候，他一定要记得要祷告。
So it means that when Judah faced difficulty, he has to pray.
我们人生很多征战。
There are a lot of warfares in our lifetime.
在社会生存，有时候就是在征战一样。
In order to survive in a society, there you have to fight.
好像属灵一样，也有征战。
And just like spiritually, we have to fight.
但是你有征战，你举手求神，神就听你。
When you fight, when you raise your hands, the Lord God will listen to you.
这个是很好的一个祝福。
This is a very good blessing.
看第十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
这个是讲到利未的祝福啊，利未支派的祝福。
It says, this is a blessing to the Levites.
十一节，求神 丈夫在他的财务上悦纳他手里所办的事。
Bless all his skills, O Lord, and be pleased with the work of his hands.
这里利未支派啊，是专门服侍神的。
And the Levites are the one who serve the Lord.
那摩西祝的福就是说，求神降福在他的财务上面。
So the Lord, he especially blessed them.
那个英文呢，跟中文不太一样。
So that they will have more wealth.
英文是愿神祝福他们的这个 skill 啊。
Skill, excuse me.
就是说你为神做的工啊，他的技巧，神祝福你，你可以为神做更多的事。
So what it's saying here is that they will bless them with more skill.
然后呢，悦纳你手所做的事。
So that the Lord will be pleased with the work of His hands.
今天我们做的事，神悦不悦纳？
Today there are things that we have done, but are they acceptable to God?
我们最怕就是为神做很多事，但是神不喜欢。
We're afraid that we have done a lot of things for God, but the Lord is never pleased of it.
但是神喜欢你做工，就会祝福你。
But if the Lord is pleased with your work, then He will bless you.
再来看十二节。
Please skip to verse 12.
另外一个祝福的话。
And this is another blessing.
这个论便雅悯说，耶和华所亲爱的必同耶和华安然居住，耶和华终日遮盖他，也住在他两间之中。
Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long.
愿那个这便雅悯支派。
And this is for the tribe of Benjamin.
神所亲爱的，神会跟你一起居住。
When the Lord loves you, the Lord will be present with you.
这句话也很宝贵。
This is also quite precious.
如果你跟神很亲近，如果你跟神很亲近
，If you are so close to God,
你会心中很平安。
And you will feel the peace of the Lord.
如果你最近很烦
，If you feel that you're feeling trouble recently,
心中很乱
，If you're feeling your hearts are quite troubled,
很可能啊，跟神的关系不好。
And most likely that your relationship with God is not that good.
所以跟神很亲近，神就会让你安然居住。
When you are so close to the Lord will grant you peace.
再跳到二十五节。
Let's skip to verse 25.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
33:24，论亚瑟说，愿亚瑟享受多子的福乐，得他弟兄的喜悦，可以把脚沾在油中。25节。
Verse 25.
你的门栓是铜的、铁的，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
24. About Asher, he said, "Most blessed of sons is Asher. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him bathe his feet in oil. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days."
这也是另外一种祝福。
This is another kind of blessing.
对亚瑟支派啊，愿他可以得到很多子的祝福。
So that this tribe of Asher will receive a lot of blessings.
然后呢，得到他弟兄的喜悦。
And then he will also be favored by his brothers.
就是他跟别人的关系会很好。
That means to say that he will have good relationship with others.
最后一句我觉得最好。
And the last phrase I thought that is quite good.
你的日子怎么样，你的力量就怎么样了。
So your strength will equal your days.
所以摩西他最后人生最后都是讲祝福的话。
So at the very last stage of Moses' life, he only speak of words of blessing.
那我们今天很希望得到神的祝福。
Today we wanted to have blessings from God.
也要为彼此代祷。
So we must always pray for one another.
多讲祝福的话。
So we must say more words of blessing.
这样子神就与我们同在。
So that the Lord God will be present with us.
所以摩西有很多话还没有讲完。
There are a lot of other words that Moses need to say.
重要的都在里面了。
But then whatever is most important is all right here.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may the Lord God help us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
468首。
Please sing hymn number 468.